chapter 22, the last Passover. Now, the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might put him to death, for they feared the people. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, who was one of the 12, and he went away and discussed with the chief priests and the captains how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. And he consented and looked for an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the crowd. And the day of unleavened bread came on which the Passover must be sacrificed. And he sent Peter and John on an errand, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." And they asked him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" And he said to them, "You shall enter into a city. There you shall meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house to which he goes. And he shall say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room in which I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large furnished upper room. There make ready." And they went and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour had arrived, he sat down with the apostles, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine from this time forward until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And the cup in like manner after the supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrays me is with me at the table. For the Son of Man indeed goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man through whom he is betrayed." They began to question among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there also arose a dispute among them as to which of them would be counted as greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles have lordship over them, and they that have authority over them are called benefactors, but you shall not be so. But he that is the elder among you, let him become as the younger. And he that is chief, as he that does serve. For which is greater, he that sits at the table or he that serves? Is it not he that sits at the table? But among you, I am he that serves. But you are those who have stayed with me in my time of trial, and I appoint to you a kingdom, even as my Father appointed me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you shall sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have been converted, strengthen your brothers." He said to him, "Lord, with you I am ready to go both to prison and to death." He said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day until you shall deny three times that you know me." And he said to them, "When I sent you out without a purse and wallet and shoes, did you lack anything?" And They said, nothing. And he said to them, but now he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise a wallet, and he that has none, let him sell his cloak and buy a sword. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors. For what is written about me must have its fulfillment. And they said, Lord, look, here are two swords. And he said to them, that is quite enough. The prayer and arrest of Jesus. And he came out and went, as his custom was, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, so that you do not enter into temptation, pray. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw away, and knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, let not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood dropping down upon the ground. And when he rose up from his prayer, he went to the disciples and found them sleeping with sorrow. And he said to them, why do you sleep? Get up and pray, so that you will not enter into temptation. And while he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? And when they that were about him saw what would follow, they said, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And such a one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, no more of this. And he touched his ear and healed him. And Jesus said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and elders that had come against him, have you come out against a robber with swords and staves? While I was with you daily in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Peter denies Jesus. And they seized him and led him away and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed from a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a certain maid, seeing him as he sat in the light of the fire and looking earnestly upon him, said, this man also was with him. But he denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. And after a little while another person saw him and said, you also are one of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. And after the space of about 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you say. And immediately, as he spoke, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord that he had said to him, before the cock crow this day, you shall deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and beat him, and they blindfolded him and questioned him, saying, prophesy, who is he that struck you? And many other things they spoke against him, reviling him. And as soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders and of the people was gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away into their council, saying, if you are the Christ, tell us. And he said to them, if I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you will not answer. But from this time forward shall the Son of Man be seated at the right hand of the power of God. And they said to him, are you then the Son of God? He said to them, you say that I am. And they said, what further testimony do we need? For we ourselves have heard it from his own mouth.